Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags.
Ooh, there a tweet from an hour ago. Bali77, who I love, by the way, has some great tweets to Corey. This question, do you think Jim and Them are somehow mixed in with the Wolfpack? Corey Feldman, I don't think they've made it known. It is fact. I mean, to be fair.
Here's the thing. We are constantly claiming it, even though it's completely untrue. And Jim is always like portraying all this Wolfpack.
Where are you reading this?
This was on his Twitter, but I have
his
some...
His what?
Oh, shit. Great call. Thank you, Jeff.
It's the list of people.
I do look at Corey's Twitter.
Yeah, it's time to look at Corey's Twitter, everybody. Hold on. Let me pull up his tweets here.
I like the reply to that. That's good.
Corey, is this stuff with Corey Haim and the whole Charlie Sheen thing? So many dirt bags out there. It's all connected.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was his tweet where he's just letting everyone know he was going live last Saturday to discuss a very serious, heartbreaking thing. And then, is this stuff with Corey Haim and the whole Charlie Sheen thing? So many dirtbags out there. It's all connected. Yes. Then, of course, HDM. Then she's sharing it as well. But hold on. We got some more stuff here. So when someone tries to hurt someone to make themselves feel powerful, Jim and Nancy, parentheses, Jim and Nancy, they are very weak people. What goes on with your family unit should stay private. I'm very proud of you calling them out on it. Take care and stay safe. God bless. They are called Jim and Them. It's like some group of guys who only talk about me. Grown-ass men. But Nancy works. So, yeah, he's burning us. Calling us Jim and Nancy.
What the hell?
Listen to part two, Corey.
Yeah, come That's on, sexist. Corey.
Listen to the first 8 years of our show, Corey.
And then, yeah, it's all connected. Yeah, bro, just come out with it now. With it all now. Unfortunately, it's probably the only way to protect yourself and your family if the truth is out there. I've said all I have to say. Google it.
Corey loves that one.
Take care of you and yours. Some people don't get that you can't name names. Not in your business anyways. You could put yourself in further danger if you do.
I love his own fans are like, yeah, you've never named names.
No, right? Exactly. His own fans are like, I know you've never named names for your own safety. And he's like, actually, I did risk my life and career to freely name the names legally. Which is why I referred him to Google.
Yeah, you did.
That's like when you're like talking to someone and you tell a line, they're like, it's the other thing. You're like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You're told you nailed it.
Do it.
Didn't you publicly bring your son out on the Howie Mandel podcast? Nalgas de Coco, which is Coco puns in Spanish, by the way.
What?
Yes.
Nalgas de Coco.
Nalgas de Coco?
Isn't that fucking awesome?
Nalgas de Coco.
Now, yeah, I should stress, I know I kind of mentioned it. I loved seeing everyone in the Drew Lane Show comments, but seeing some of these inside tweets that were like very well done, but just snuck in a little thing here and there. Chef's kiss.
That's what we do.
And then even his dumb
response
is terrible because the guys are still bringing up a point. Like, you know, you're saying this is private. They just attacked my son out of nowhere. And he's like, well, didn't you bring him on the Howie Mandel podcast? Yes, as an adult, when he was doing well. Right now is not that time.
He's no longer an adult.
Yeah, and like no one knows that. We don't fucking know that shit. And then here's someone calling out, you're promoting mental health awareness, which is amazing, from someone who deals with CPTSD, severe anxiety, and decades-long eating disorder.
Is this heroin chic waif we're talking about, Jim?
Yeah. But then you called Zen mentally challenged. So even his fans are like, what's going on?
Yeah, watch your mouth.
What exactly did you mean by that? Not in the traditional sense.
In my own sense.
I explained this in another post asking the same question.
Google it. I don't remember.
And then, this person actually asked again. This is where I think he explains.
My mind is like a game of telephone.
And this is where he even tells on himself. We don't know exactly because we never received a true diagnosis. Mm. That's what we explain in the video. Bottom line is it was primarily self-induced.
Mm.
However, we don't know if he was already conflicted but not showing symptoms, or if the incident that occurred is solely responsible.
Like he's a fucking robot, like breaking the laws of robotics all of a sudden. Yeah, like, oh, no, we don't know what happened. It shouldn't have happened, but it did.
And you should have had all that tea tree oil from Sprouts.
Sleepy Snorlax, Nalgus de Coco means coconut butt cheeks. But yeah, you know, that they're going for cocoa buns. Like, buns are butt cheeks. Hence, we don't know if he's suffering from symptoms making him temporarily disabled or if he's actually permanently affected. I think the problem, stupid, is that you're saying disabled, which is a different thing.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing.
Not
traditionally. Don't you understand? I'm being attacked.
Well, and that's the thing he did in his autism awareness video that we used to have up, where he kept saying, like, autism's not a disease. It's a inconvenience. Like, he kept saying something weird like
something
that.
Something worse.
It's an inconvenience. And this is where this Jen Miller put together a petition to help get Jim and them off the air.
Oh, no. Jim.
Mm.
Yes.
Jim, we're on the air? Where?
They're going to remove us from Fox News.
Obama. He called his son gay on Howie. Dad of the year.
Oh, Lynn, you're right. Remember, he kept talking about like gay porn, something about his son in gay porn. But Corey shared the petition. Thank you, Miss Miller, for creating a platform to fight back. These sick psychos think they're funny. I think it'd be hysterical if they came to the realization that if they stop stealing from me and talking about me, there'll be nothing left for them to talk about. Hashtag sign the petition, hashtag support.
Mm.
So if we go to the petition, there's a video here.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's Laredo Mitch. I just want to say Jim and them are pop culture, man.
So yeah, shout outs to Jams. And then there is just this guy, whoever this guy is.
Hey everybody. Let's all try to get along and be kind to one another. Okay? Have a great day.
No.
Wait, Jim, that you're saying you don't know who this guy is?
The best pop-pop ever?
You don't know who the best pop-pop ever is?
I think that guy's
the real
one. I do
now. And then we got another one here. Wearing a cocoa bun shirt.
Oh, shit.
Hey, everybody. My name is Self Feldman, and I just like to say, Jim and them is pop culture.
So nobody go
so
to...
So good, dude.
Whatever you do, don't go to this petition and sign it and post a video.
Yeah, definitely.
Obama. Surprised he hasn't blamed Mercury in retrograde.
Thank you, goofy old wizard.
Hey, there's a new one. I wonder if it's real.
Yeah, I know. Is it? Oh, yeah,
I haven't
on.
Seen that one yet.
Hold on. Real quick. Mike! Goofy, although is this a
no,
first?
Wait, he's Donald old wizard.
No, the stupid thing's telling me it's first, but yeah. You're Donald. Yeah, stop trying to use your elite hacker skills.
Yeah, you're a Donald old wizard. I'm sure.
Corey, are we going to have to rename the Streisand effect after you?
Is. Yeah, I know.
Call it the Feldman effect? Who do you think made this petition? That's right. The Wolf Pack. To let everyone know who the monster really is. You. You're the monster.
What the fuck?
You're the bad man. And now the whole world is going to know it. Because you promoted the petition. You can't trick the Wolf Pack, Corey.
You know what?
I recognize that voice, by the way.
I appreciate that Moon Knight showed up to take Corey down a notch.
The moon hounds, yeah.
That's so funny.
The moon's hounding.
The Wolf Pack created it. Wait, and he's, oh no, I fell into their trap.
Who is that?
I think that was Scarecrow.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, I fucking love him.
We're up to 17 signatures.
I love that Scarecrow is Moon Knight.
Yeah.
It's wild that this man shared this and it got no signatures.
Yeah, and most of them are us.
Like, yeah, most of these verified signatures are just us. Because
there were six for about a week.
What else do we got here? Oh, yeah. I messed up looking you up on YouTube. Everything that pops up is just those guys.
I mean, I think we even mentioned that recently, that it must be a nightmare to Google that dude's name anymore.
And others trying to tear you down. it's got me thinking that this has to be some coordinated effort by someone with real pull. Someone who wants everyone to see you as a liar and untrustworthy.
How high does this thing go?
Who's on the line?
I just got one thing to say to Corey. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Yes, thank you. You're right. I mean, hashtag not a threat.
We got him, folks.
Thank you, Max Murder.
Remember earlier when we were like, why does he think we're a part of the wolf pack? We're not. Here's the thing, guys. We're not.
No, because we're the new wolf pack.
Yeah.
We're the red wolf
pack.
Although there wasn't a previous one, but we're the world order.
Yeah.
I'm the barker.
So his response here to someone wants everyone to see you as a liar and untrustworthy. You're getting it. This has been going on since I first released my book, Choreography,
which we own,
in various ways. But the gaslighting and slander really blew up when I released my self-financed doc in 2020.
You gaslighted and slandered? What do you mean?
Revealing six names of actual pedos who abused us as kids. The film's gone, but they've never let up and never left me alone. Like I'm the criminal for standing up for justice for children. It's beyond disgusting the depths they go to cover themselves. What's great, though, is if you actually watch our commentary, it's not about, we're not upset that he's naming names.
No.
We're upset about how he tried to raise a bunch of money and swindle people, and then also
dragging Haim's name through the mud.
Yeah, dragged his quote, best friend's name through the mud.
Well, and I brought this up earlier. He always talks about how they're with Judy Haim and them. Like, yes. He openly talks about how Judy Haim hates him. Why would Judy Haim hate you?
Yeah, exactly right. Why
Don't
would
bring that up?
The mother of your best, your quote, best friend hate you. Who's on the line?
Yo, guys, it's Max Murder.
Yo, what's up, Max?
Not much. So I see the tweet you guys are going over where he claims to have self-financed his documentary. That has been like the thing that bothered me the most.
Oh, yeah.
Given how much history we know of him, like crowdfunding and begging people for money. And I still don't know why he acts like that you guys are somehow in the sole possession of the documentary. Like it's a physical DVD or some kind of USB stick or some shit, and you guys are the only ones that had it.
It's the Declaration of Independence, and we snuck into his house and stole it.
Well, and we just need a ladder match now to finish that out, but I just wanted to point that out.
Hell yeah. Last drive on a stick ladder match.
Hell yeah.
Step stool match.
Thank you, brother. What's great though is then he responds to the lady that made the petition. He's like, what happens once you get enough signatures?
This is so great. There's no end game.
Are you going to send it somewhere? And how many sigs are we looking for? We're looking for as many as we can. I'm sending it to all social media platforms to get them off of here. YouTube, etc. You rock.
So her plan is to get 17 signatures and be like, hey, YouTube,
can you balls in
your court.
Can you take this down, please? And then someone commented a Tango11B on his Insta and said, listen up, Grimace. If you think Jim and them are getting handcuffed for their antics, I've got bad news for you. Bad news to pop your purple bubble. Your grasp of U.S. laws is wobbler than a McDonald's straw. There's a real McDonald's theme going on here.
I don't know why.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay.
This guy, you know what he did, though?
He stuck to the bit.
He stuck to it.
Yeah, he committed.
He came up with an idea, and he just fucking ran with it.
And then
he mined it for all it was worth.
Because Jen Miller again's like, now they got their minions commenting and bad-talking me. Wow. And then he said, that's how they roll, because they're big P words.
Paget? Is he calling us a paget?
So they run and hide behind bits and fake accounts to scare people away from protecting me.
I mean, we do hide behind bits.
Yeah, we're always hiding behind our bits. It's a tired old game, and I know all their tricks. I'm sorry in advance if it gets too much. Just block and ignore. Never waste your breath arguing, as they are usually bots anyways. Yeah, like we're just throwing bots together. Yeah.
That's a tired old game. Does he want to play a game?
Yeah, I'm exhausted, actually, because before I got to the show, I had to like manage this giant network of bots that I own.
Yeah, Jesus. It's time to play a game. Now, if we get to HDM here, where was it? Okay.
Friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. Someone's like, there's been a wave of evil. To them, I say, bring it on. It's lasted forever. It's really sad. They have nothing else to do but say they are comedy. As themselves, they are not funny. They are using Corey because they can't create their own content and people not be bored and leave. It's three grown men talking about Corey because they are not creative enough to do their own thing.
You are a grown woman working for free.
Yeah, exactly. You're a grown ass woman that can't design a website or run a web store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how many judges do you guys know?
That's true.
Fucking shut your asses down. You're welcome, HDM. Free hashtag free HDM.
Free HDM. And then she was talking to Horse Wolf here. And she was saying,
Oh God. Oh Jesus Christ. Horse Wolf is awoken.
Actually, where were her other?
Oh
responses?
God. Even I'm horrified at Horse Wolf. Thank God he's on our side.
Where? Okay. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Cause Horse Wolf was saying that, never trust a woman. And for two, it's not Eric saying you get tons of complaints. I'm assuming you're a junkie once, just like Corey. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. Junkies don't change. And then he said, you would be wrong. I don't drink or use drugs. I never trust you as a horse, whatever.
I never trust you as horse, whatever.
Okay. I have never done anything but help. My dad died of cancer, and I spend most of my time helping others, not tearing them down. I don't care what you think. Less you are God, you don't matter. Use your real name and stop hiding. I'm responding to you because you need it so badly. Maybe you'll learn Corey and his family. Leave Corey and his family alone. This is my last reply. Use my name and the channel will come down again. Tell them that.
Heather Dunmay, Heather Dunmay, Heather Dunmay.
They got real quiet when the first half went down.
No, we didn't.
No, yeah. We made another one.
Yeah, we got louder than ever.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
It's the Wolfpack.
Oh, what's up, Wolfpack?
Susie Q.
Oh, hey, yeah, you had real interactions with Heather Dunmay, correct?
Oh, yes, and with Feldman back in, like, 2000 and 2001. It goes, there's a lot. So I don't know if you guys have any questions for me. Or
well, wait, you're saying going back 20-some-odd years ago?
Yeah, I was living in Illinois, and I was dating this guy that owned all these clubs and restaurants in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Corey showed up there with a girl. I think it might have been Susie. I don't know. And next thing I know, the security guard's by my boyfriend, and my friends are, like, talking to each other. And then they're like, I'm like, who is that? They're like, Corey Feldman. I'm like, who's that? Is he going to be working at White Star, a new club my boyfriend was opening? And anyways, Corey just wanted to sit with us, and so he sat with us, and then he wanted to have an after-hours party at his hotel, which isn't YouTube-friendly for me to continue on with that story. And there was lots of drugs involved, you know, when he was claiming to be 10 years sober at that point.
What? Oh, all right. Then, so this is your story. This is according to you.
Allegedly.
But,
is your Heather Dunmay story more recent?
Oh, yeah. That's from like 2018. My friend and I, Shannon, that kind of introduced me to this whole situation. Well, I had made a tweet, but anyways, we were on the phone with her one night and she was crying to us about Corey and how horrible he treats her and how much she pays for the website and then all his fan mail gets sent to her house and she has to go through it all and deem what is okay to send on to Feldman. And then she pays for all that shipping, yet he still made her pay $50 for him to follow her on Twitter.
What?
So she cried about all this, right? And like, we felt bad for her and kind of like we made this whole peace agreement thing between the Feld fam and the Wolfpack. And then she was talking smack like weeks later. And I was like, Heather, what are you doing? Like, we made a peace agreement. She's like, no, we didn't. And she was just lying. And I was like, do I really have to show the screenshots of you? Because we had it in screenshots also. We were in a group with her. And she kept calling me a liar. And I gave her like five chances because I knew Feldman, it would piss him off. So I'm like, stop calling me a liar or I'll post the screenshots. Well, she continued to post the screenshots, right? So she continued to call me a liar. So I posted the screenshots. Next thing we know, she went live on Twitter and is live going into like the back door of an emergency room and is screaming, Susie Q and Jody Haim are attacking me. They're attacking me. And they know who she is clearly because they bring her right to a room. And then she asked her mom to video, and they're like, are you videotaping this right now? And she's like, yes, Susie Q and Judy Haim. She just kept saying our names over and over. Well, then they asked the mom to stop videoing, and Heather just started like it was seriously, guys, like she was having an exorcist on the hospital bed and just completely started shaking and going crazy.
Masturbating.
And then the video cut off, but unfortunately nobody grabbed it in time. Wow. I don't know how to do that.
The thing is, though,
but yet I hacked his documentary.
I don't love the whole he said, she said, hearsay side of things. But you saying that story,
it tracks.
It's so what she does and how she acts that it's it's hard to not believe that.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I have proof that she did it. No, I don't have proof of the video, but
I'm not trying to call you a liar.
To Corey.
I'm just saying it's funny in the world of someone saying, here's my experience, and whether you take it at their word or not. That is such an easy to believe story because if you know anything about how she acts, that's just that's classic her.
Yes, yeah.
Well, and then she had to make a video to Corey and to certain Feldfam members to explain the conversation she had for me. And I have that video, and it's so ridiculous because when she's talking smack about him, she's like, oh, well, I just said this just because, to see what she would say. I was trying to get information from her.
Mm. Oh, she was going undercover to get the dirt.
She's a double agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the relationship started, you said, in early 2000s through your boyfriend.
Well, I just met him that's three when you times first met back him. Then, okay. And then I never thought about the guy again.
And then you got caught up in...
Oh, so you're most people?
Well, in 2017, when his video went viral for asking $10 million to make a movie to name pedophiles...
Yeah.
I happened to see that, and like I said, I had paid zero attention to the guy, and it just triggered me because he scammed the guy I was dating out of $30,000 and all this other horrible stuff. So I knew what a liar and a POS he was. I couldn't stand him. Neither could my best friend. And so I made a tweet at him and reminded him of who I was and a little information that I knew, and I was instantly blocked. And then
are you one of the names mentioned when he's talking about his movie getting hacked in real time?
Yes, he says Susie Q and
he
Sharon.
Does because remember we were watching that and he's
shit, I didn't realize
and he's
that
they're
was
hacking
person.
It in real time. And I remember he mentioned some names. I couldn't remember the names he said though.
Yeah, he mentioned me and Shannon, who are two of the least tech savvy people there is. And we were actually live on private, and I had bought the doc, and we had people there. We were all going to watch it together.
Yeah, that's what we did. What was the wolf? What was the vibe of the Wolf Pack at that time? It was just a YouTube channel that would just debunk his lies, essentially.
So I was on Twitter, and there was a few people that were doing videos on YouTube, some girls and stuff. Well, then all of a sudden this guy's video went semi-viral, debunking something that Feldman said, and his name was Bobby Wolf, and that was the name of his YouTube channel at the time. So Greg Harrison, who was one of Corey Haim's best friends, actually best friend, not Feldman, kind of best friend, he had said to Bobby, since Feldman calls his supporters the Feldfam, you should call your supporters the Wolf Pack. And kind of laughed about it. And, so Bobby mentioned it a couple times, joking around, and other people mentioned it. And Feldman just grabbed it and ran with it. And was the Wolf Pack is attacking me.
Because I remember the first time we heard
Charlie
him mention
Sheen
it.
Charlie Sheen is paying them.
Yeah, we thought it was fake. We thought he was just making up a fake group of people because he's crazy the very first time we heard it brought up. And it's so funny to think how far we've come.
So, now I think the statute of limitations have passed. Can you tell us if you guys stabbed him with a syringe?
We did not.
Aw, come on.
However, I did go to the gas station at the corner of where he claimed this happened and talked to the tenant there. and asked him, you know, hey, isn't this like right by the corner where that actor claimed he got stabbed? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, well, you know, were you working that night? Did anything happen? He's like, well, yeah. He goes, and I worked the, you know, days after that. He's like, the police were up there for like 3 days going through our video surveillance, and they never found anything.
Yeah, of course. Of course not.
I was like, shocker.
So now, but you went to war with HDM, right? Didn't she like do the old calling the police or doing all that type of stuff?
She called CPS and sent them to my house because Corey asked her to, which I have proof of that also.
Jesus.
And they came to my house. I have two kids. She said I had one. The age was completely wrong. Said I was involved in a violent gang called the Wolf Pack. And that there's some days I just want to end it all and take all my antidepressants and just end it all. I'm like, I've never been on an antidepressant in my life. Like the lady, when she's telling me this, I seriously was like, are you serious right now? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, I was like, can you give me a minute? And I called Bobby because I was on the phone with him when they knocked on the door. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this. This is what they're saying. So I just told the lady the truth and said, no, I met the guy 20 years ago. I know what a lying POS he is. I think it's ridiculous that he's asking for $10 million to name pedophiles. You know, he can just video on his phone and expose those because he's saying they're still in Hollywood hurting kids.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, who is Corey Feldman?
Yeah. Yeah. She knew who he was. So she exactly what she said was, so you're just being passionate about something that you feel strongly about. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. You know, yes, did it turn into ladies coming to us and telling their stories and what he did to them? Yeah, but we didn't go out seeking that. That just the first girl came to me. I woke up to a bunch of messages and she's like, you're more than welcome to share these or do whatever you want with them. And, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. So we kind of, me and a couple other people got together and put out a statement for her. And then she ended up coming on my channel a couple times. But,
now,
you know,
did you, in his documentary, you watched his documentary, right?
I haven't seen the whole thing from start to finish.
Have you seen our version?
Well, because there's a part where
I just found out you guys had it. So I'm going to have Coco send it to me.
Because there's a part where there's someone who's supposedly ex-Wolfpack. I was wondering if you knew who that person was. Because remember, it cuts to someone and they're like, yeah, I used to be in the wolf pack. And they're like representing it. But you know Judy Haim?
Oh, yes, I do know Judy Haim. I'm extremely, extremely close to her.
Saint of a woman.
Yeah. I know who they're talking about. They're talking about Lynn Southern Girl. And she came on my show, actually, before his documentary was even released. Oh, gosh, I don't even know if that's public. It might be still. And she was so mad because he like left her at the airport for hours, put her in a hotel with roaches. Yeah, so she totally broke the NDA and came on my live stream and like weeks after she went out there.
That's funny.
That's so perfect. That's like we would just goof that that's what happened, and of course that's exactly what happened.
Oh yeah, he threatened to sue her and all this other stuff, of course.
Man, the Corey hole runs deep. So now what, Bobby Wolf just kind of gave up? Like he just kind of was like, I'm done with this and moved on, or what?
Well, it started turning into a bunch of drama and people just, you know, started attacking him really bad. And, you know, when the whole syringe thing happened, you know, his name was kind of out there like on CNN and stuff. And well, I don't know if his, but you know, they're talking the Wolf Pack, I think. Sure. Yeah. And he just in all the drama, he was just like, I'm out. And I should have honestly left with him, but he was all like, Doozy, if anyone's going to take him out, it's going to be you, blah, blah, blah.
It's like a movie.
Dude, I tried, but it's just like nobody cares about him. Like, no lawyers want to take any of the women's cases, you know, pro bono, because they know he doesn't have any money. They all made police reports and everything, and, you know, gave plenty enough time for them to do, you know, and the they don't care either, unfortunately. And there's tons of witnesses and everything else, and they still don't care, unfortunately. But there's still things going on in the background, so maybe.
Well, also, the court of public opinion has ruled pretty strongly in our favor.
Yeah, well, and also I was going to say, I could see more, especially at the time, because, like, I mean, we've been goofing on Corey for a while, and obviously we didn't put out as many videos about Corey until more recently. But when we did, like, we put up his doc, like, shortly after it came out, our commentary of it. And we had a few other videos before that. But I could see, like, around then, especially after Me Too and stuff like that, there was way more sympathy for him. Understandably, because to a layman, like, an outsider, you're like, oh, this is just a poor kid that was taken advantage of. He's a victim. And but that's turned so much. He cashed in and spent any goodwill he had, because even people that liked him have seen his weird claims and his weird fucking actions in his Corey's Angels era and just his, like, blatant lies. That's why it's almost people are way more in a further to see, like, him being shit on, because it's almost like people just feel it in their bones that he's a bad person.
So I can tell you why he came public and made that first video. So he was on tour. This was in 2017. And he wasn't paying any of the women and not feeding them and treating them horribly and doing other horrible things. And, like, three of them, like, up and left, like, had to get friends and family to help them in order to leave. So he had no more band. And people kept coming to him and saying, like, this is the time to speak, Corey. This is the time to speak, when all the Harvey Weinstein stuff was happening. And he, at first, he's like, oh, no, I'm focusing on my band, my tour, blah, blah, blah. I've written a book. Well, then when he lost the band and he couldn't tour anymore, then it turned into, oh, I'm going to come forward and, you know, I'll make a bunch of money doing this, and then we'll bring attention to the band, and then people will buy our tickets and blah, 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 blah. And so then.
Well, and that's essentially what he's doing now. That's essentially what he's doing now with us, trying to pitch himself as a concerned parent whose child is going through issues and being taken advantage of by trolls. Like, we just went over it with this whole thing about doing legislation, because, you know, the end game is like, then people are going to listen to my band. They're going to find, they're going to listen to Gotta Walk Away. Like, it's like, that's always the end goal.
Yeah. And nobody exposes Corey better than himself.
Oh, dude. Yes. Oh, great point. Yes. That is so true.
It is 100% true. Even the morning I woke up to the whole stabbing thing, he hadn't said it was a syringe. It said stab.
Good evening, cowards.
It was a knife. And I told Bobby and, like, two other my friends, I was like, I guarantee you he's going to come back and say, no, no, I never said it was a knife. The media said that. It was actually a syringe. I'm like, he's going to say he was hit with drugs or something like that. And I'm not kidding. Like, 45 minutes later, he made a tweet saying that he was, you know, hit with a syringe and blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
We did the same thing with us.
He
claimed that we're, like, lurking in his neighborhood. And, like, taking pictures of him and his girlfriend. And he's like, it's 100% true. And then, like, even, like, a day or two later, he's like, well, she saw someone. It may be unrelated. Yeah, who knows? No, we're not. And there's, like, they're already walking everything back. Because, like, he just says
the reason
stuff.
Why he came up with that whole story is that night he had dinner with an investor for the documentary. And the investor said, thanks, but no thanks. You know, I'm just not interested in what, you know, you don't have proof of this and these, you know, people doing this stuff to you. Well, he left that dinner and then, you know, came up with that whole story, you know, went home when there's literally, I forget how many we counted, but at least 10 urgent cares between where he said he was stabbed and his house, yet he drove home first. And then guess what? The investor said, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened to you. I will invest in your documentary. So he didn't pay for his documentary. He had raised over $300,000. He had investors. And guess what? No one got paid that was supposed to get paid to working on that documentary. And why didn't they get paid? Because it's our fault, because we hacked this film.
Well, and our edited version is the only version that exists for anyone to watch.
Wow. I'm going to watch that tonight.
You're going to love it.
Well, hey, thanks.
Yeah,
for
and then he got the restraining order on me.
Oh, wait. What, was that around the CPS time or is this a different time?
This was a different time. This was after the CPS thing, I believe. Yeah, it was October 25th is when I finally went to court. So he got it and he didn't serve me with it, but I had received a copy of it. And he obviously knew my address. Yeah, it was after the CPS thing. And, you know, Heather had it, and I kept tweeting, like, why aren't you serving me? Why aren't you serving me? And Tommy's like, you're nuts. Like, I've never seen somebody want to get served so bad. And I'm like, well, why isn't he serving me? And I was in contact with some lawyers at the time. And then finally, this one lawyer was like, well, you don't have to wait to be served, because it kept getting continued, which was so annoying. Mm. And I'd have to watch it because the lawyer said he can have anybody that's over 18 sign the piece of paper saying he served you. And then if you're not at court, it'll automatically get granted. So I kept having to check the court website. So then the lawyer finally said, well, you can go. You don't have to wait to be served. So I made it extremely public that I was going to court that time. I tweeted it every day. I had 172 screenshots printed out. I sent, you know, tweeted a picture of that, said, can't wait to see you at court. Can't wait to get things on court record, yada, yada, yada. Well, me and one of the other girls that used to work for him, Jackie,
congrats,
she went to court
an
with
epic
me.
Show for a crazy week. Grinning face CF is a real mess.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. She went to court with me, and we're like waiting for him to show up with the paparazzi that he calls and asks to be there, and we're waiting and waiting. Court gets called. I get called up, and they're like, is he here? And the judge, you know, asks, and they're like, no. And they're like, has the lawyer contacted us? And the guy was like, no. And he's like, okay, well, this is dismissed. You can go. And I said, okay. And I sat down. I sat back down, like, in the thing. And he goes, oh, well, you leave. Like, you can leave. You don't need to be here. I said, well, there's three other people that he still has an RO on that it keeps getting continued. And he asked me for their names. I gave him the names, and he dismissed those. And then I walked out of there.
Well, thank God you
and
got a judge that wasn't in Heather Don May's pocket.
Yeah,
one of her many judge friends. You would have been doomed.
Just Corey.
Well,
just...
he lost like two or three of his like Feldfan people that he spoke to privately because they were so mad that he didn't go to court, and so they came to us and they gave us like all their private conversations with him, a bunch of stuff. So.
Well, and yeah,
that was cool.
You have a channel. You have some of your Corey videos up on your channel.
Yes, I do. Not as many as I used to, because I put a bunch of them on private when I was just over it. But then I did put some back up. But
don't worry,
we're
carrying that torch. You don't have to hurt your back carrying the world on it anymore. Jim and them's here.
Well, if you want to mention your channel, you can go ahead. We appreciate you called in. I do have to get some, to
oh,
some
yeah,
other
thanks
stuff.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Oh, of course.
It's SusieQ7979. I might jump on live tomorrow, depending how I'm feeling, and talk about some things. I really want to talk about the post that his girlfriend made today on Instagram.
Yeah, we got to get to that as well. So, yeah, no, thank you
for
calling
in. Okay, great.
In.
Yeah, then if you, yeah, I'm glad you guys are going to talk about it. Well, thanks, guys.
Of course.
All right. Later. Have a good one.
Here comes
bye.
The wolf pack. The
wolf pack's here. Oh, shit, the wolf pack's here.
Hey, wolf pack. Lay down. Anyways, so no, that I mean, this shit goes deep. This shit goes deep doing fucking real, real spooky shit. Trying to do some real spooky shit to
real
people.
Real spooky shit on there. Women are really good at telling stories.
Women be shopping.
Now, I thought there was some good details in there on how deep some of this shit goes. I feel like he doesn't go that far. Well, maybe I'm speaking too soon. Knock on wood. He doesn't go that far anymore because he realized it's just kind of like a big waste. But actually, you know what? Let's get to her her post from today. One second.
Who's her?
My Adrian Craig.
My future girlfriend.
Yeah, the one and only.
Jared Leto Joker girlfriend. She has like a gun and she shoots it at me, but it just says pow, but it's like a heart.
Actually, there's a few things here first. Give me the name of this podcast and group of scum doing this because some of us can fight back dirtier than they can. I can help you if I have a name. Hashtag teamwork makes the dream work. Uh-huh. So Don MAGA 69, just some tough guy, like basically
some fucking idiot.
And then he's like, it's called Jim and Them on YouTube. So that's him openly, like somebody's openly like insinuating like, yeah, I got some dirty things I can do to those guys. Give me a name. And he's like, yeah, this is what we need. We need some real down and out hitmen or whatever. And then we got another one here. What's their end game? Are they after money somehow? Just to control your son? They don't have jobs? What the? So sorry you're going through this.
Oh, that's great.
They're likely funded by dark power money to defame me and silence me while monetizing their videos, which are just beach background noise over my hard-earned and self-funded works. Hard-earned and self-funded works. They're thieves first and foremost, then stalkers, then hired guns. In that order, stupid bitches.
In that order, stupid bitches.
So, I mean, I wish there was some fucking dark power money. Sign me up,
fund
bro.
Us, please. I'm begging you.
Sign
fund
me
us.
Up for that dark power money.
I want to go to Osaka on the dark powers
Save
game.
Save us, Busan. Save us.
And this one, I just wanted one of his replies from Jin and Piss. Corey, you should kill them with an axe.
Hey,
I can either be one of his crazy listeners or one of our crazy listeners.
I like that. I hope it's just some guy that saw the post.
I like that Gin and Piss's handle is just at Gin and Piss.
I didn't even realize Morphine Carnival above that. Good luck. When I was a boy, my parents would put me in the psych ward a lot. 4 times after my first semester at a university after I confided in my mom that I felt I was using too many drugs at school here. They would diagnose me all kinds of schizos and manias. I felt retarded here.
Anyway, I'm Morphine Carnival.
Anyways, kill him with an X.
My good friend Jin and Piss will take over from here. Jin and Piss, you have the floor.
And then, probably Ricky, grow up. One tiny podcast makes fun of you isn't the cause of all this. Oh, this is to Adrian Sky. Mm. Oh, she replied to these. Adrian Sky, did he say that? Laughing emoji. Did you even listen to the video? Y'all may be evil, but y'all aren't the brightest bulbs in the bunch either. And then some O. Jansen. And just a suggestion, if you're wanting to show seriousness in the mental health family topic, you come off sounding like you're plugging your girlfriend's music career in the middle of doing so. It comes off odd. But hey, just a thought. Mm-hmm. And then Adrian Sky pops in. Or maybe he's just bringing attention to the harassment that we've been experiencing, such as how they've been attacking my music, his career, his son. Just the thought. You sound stupid.
You're haunted.
I do kind of think O.J. Hanson sounds stupid. I didn't get that.
No, I think he sounds right because that's exactly what we said.
Yeah.
Is that he's...
Well, he's mad that we don't like her, but he's not trying to plug her career.
I felt like he mentions that she's a bright young woman.
I mean,
that's
he talks
talented.
Shit about her music, kind of.
Yeah, he does. He mentions that it's demos, but he makes it seem like this great music. Like it feels like a plug to me. I get what he's saying.
Okay,
but because even to her, she brings up when she's like, "Did you even watch it?" And the things we've been experiencing, such as how they've been attacking. The first thing she mentions, my music, mm-hmm. like before my music in his career before getting to his son.
In that order, which is, stupid bitches. Yeah,
which is supposed to be the main part here. So here we go. Here's her big post about us from today.
Nice.
For those who don't know about the situation, there are groups on YouTube that have been harassing Corey for years. They mock his work.
Check.
Spread false allegations. Nope. And are fully committed to making his life a living hell.
He's done that himself. Yeah.
Recently, they've started coming after me. I receive nasty comments daily from these, quote, fake accounts. Not fake.
No.
They've been stalking my socials. No, we haven't.
No, I don't even... Yeah.
Trying their hardest to find any information on me. Nope, not at all.
Brief Google search.
Yeah. they have attacked my image and my music, and it doesn't seem like they have any intention of stopping anytime soon.
Well, there's not much else to talk about. Yeah.
They've assured me in the public that I will, quote, I will never have a career because of my relationship with Corey.
That sounds like something we might say.
We said you have a career because of your relationship with Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Because my music is trash.
Check.
And I don't have what it takes. I'm ugly, and I'll never be a model because I decide to be alternative.
Yeah, she's talking about the comments we read of other people talking to
Corey. But she's making
it
seem like we said it. Yeah, no, we... First of all, we didn't bring up any... I don't even know if she's trying to be a model. I guess she did a... She did a runway thing, but we didn't talk anything about that.
No. She wore like a big fuzzy Jamiroquai hat and sang Amy Winehouse songs.
We did goof on we goof on her tattoos for sure.
Yeah, this is just because she looks like Jared Leto Joker.
Yeah.
She looks haunted.
I'm covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
They openly say these things about me on their channels. Mm. I do not know these people. I've never met them. But they have took it upon themselves to start harassing me and belittling me.
No.
I have had a man follow me onto our hiking trail near our house and take pictures of me. Although we don't know if it's connected, the man on the trail looked very similar to one of the YouTubers that have been harassing us. Yeah, Mike.
Now again, we all know that whoever she saw looked just like me. I guarantee that, like, she saw someone that looked like me. I get it. I understand it.
You're the second, so L.A. Hollywood Mike.
The second they said that, I knew that it was like, well, and she didn't see someone that looked like anyone else. It was me.
Here's the most egregious lie. They have sent death threats and rape threats to friends of ours.
What? Ooh, no, not, what? Again, here's the thing. This is that thing where let's pretend. Let's take it at face value that she has received those things. She's doing what Corey does and lumping everyone in the world all into one group and saying, because that had happened, they must be affiliated with us. Thus, we are the ones that did
it. Why would we want to kill her friends?
Yeah, right.
But also, and that's assuming that it even happened.
It's like me taking that first tweet I read where the guy's like, give me a name. Some people can do dirty. Or someone saying, hey, go kill them with an axe.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I'm getting death threats.
Death threats.
I'm getting from rape Corey. Threats. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they shut our stream down tonight with all the power there.
They and their supporters have took advantage of Corey's son's mental health. You can see the video about this on Corey's page. It's very disgusting and disturbing. We do not deserve this. They are people who are dedicated to hurting Corey and anyone around him. This channel is only the tip of the iceberg, sadly, but it's a start. Prayers for us. Heart emoji. Before this, she had shared the petition, the one that has 18 signatures, that's mostly us.
I love that that image that they put on it, the AI image.
Yeah, it's like an AI
hands
hand,
grabbing like little black kids.
Yeah, it's like grabbing children that are listening to podcasts and sweeping them up in their rhetoric. We always said we were the gateway to the alt-right, right?
No, we've never said that, and it's less true than it's ever been.
Did I have another one here? Obama. Okay.
Adrian, Corey is the rapist.
Oh, yeah, take that. Thank you, Chad Martin, PhD. This is where Corey is. HDM was replying to someone. Corey is not a liar. If they want to keep their channel, parentheses, I'm not a public figure. First of all, you are, because you were listed. You tried to take it off and be slick, but you were listed on Corey's website as the webmaster. You've been referred to by Corey to reach out to for support, and you constantly... contact people of your own volition anyways.
Even if she is a public figure, who fucking cares?
And she's about to launch a podcast. She has a tweet about it that's kind of directed at us where she's like, I can out-talk anyone, baby.
Yeah.
They have no other content. Jim and them want Corey's burnt ear and want people to ask Corey to marry them. Very weird.
All right. You got us. All right, I'm sorry.
And you know what? That's still on, by the way. That's not off the books.
Oh, really?
That's still on. Proposal? Come on.
Yeah.
We're in the friendship arc anyways.
Yeah. Oh,
this is the big climax of the enemies arc. If we're going to get into the friendship arc...
He will never sign anything to Cocoa Buns at this point, though, right?
He might.
That's a good point. Or what's the other thing? Dago ne Coco or something?
Yeah, now goes de Coco.
Yeah. Now goes de Coco.
Very weird. And set a camera up at his Comic-Con. Did Jim and them tell you to post? I have a degree in marketing. Corey is in a lot of pain, and so is his family.
That is fucking three things. It's like three completely different things.
Of course, it puts everyone out there, but to save his son from others using his son for attention, he mentioned them. Comedy is not funny when they mess with a child with mental illness, no matter the age.
No matter the age, he's still a child.
Yeah, still trying to pitch it as some sort of fucking taking advantage of a child with mental illness.
Like we went after Zen.
Obama.
My theory is she just wanted to be a podcaster.
No, totally, Max. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited for her goddamn podcast. And I know you're in the chat right now. So just know for sure that I am goddamn excited.
I'll never listen to it.
I will absolutely listen to it.
Well, you know what? I'll listen to whatever you edit together and then play us on the show. But I'm sure it will be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very, very confident it will be bad.
She has all this production. It's Heather Donbay!
Heather Donbay's like, what year is it?
Yeah, exactly. She starts taking our bits.
It's Jim and Mike and Jeff and Kristen and also sometimes Joe Barry.
They're the devil.
Oh, actually, Tyler Bird did bring up the classic voicemail, which actually we should play that. Mm. It's an oldie but a goodie.
I look at that Euro is the one implicated.
Crystal, it's Corey.
Wait, what?
Oh, I thought it was the Heather Don May one.
Oh, no.
I always think that that's
Crystal,
the one he's talking
it's
about.
Corey, I'm wanting to believe that this is a joke. You got to be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no.
Wait, what is this again?
Human.
This is to an angel, and he's actually going to explain. It's great because Tyler gets him to respond to it on his tweets here. But for context, this is the voicemail that he left for an angel that missed a show that she leaked about to show like who he is.
Joke. You got to be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no human being on this earth would be selfish enough and egotistical enough and fucked up in the head enough to fuck friends over like this at the last minute.
Of course.
Like, you know that I spent real money and you know that I'm struggling and you know how hard it has been to get to this point. And like, no person would do this to another group of people that they call friends unless you're like a soulless, careless, like inhumane fucking piece of shit. So I really hope for all fucking practical purposes that this is a fucking elaborate joke and that you're gonna call and say that this was all a joke or you were just playing or something. Because if I don't fucking hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to LA because you'll never get another gig in that fucking town. Ever. Like, I will fucking make sure.
Trust me, there's no gigs.
What a piece of shit you are. Okay, cool, Pete.
K.
Well, because what's great, because someone was saying, like, Corey and his family, leave him and his family alone. They're not bothering anyone. Stay out of their business. Get a life. And then Tyler Bird was like, never hurt anyone. Two sides to every story, and shared an article about this voicemail. And, the dude's like, how do you know that story's for real? I've read so many false accusations.
100% Corey is watching. I imagine it's the like robbery scene in Boogie Nights at Corey's house right now. Corey's walking around his house in Speedo and silk robe, free basing with Jart playing.
Thank you, Tony. That's a great reference,
that's
by the way.
Yeah, you hear this?
That's a rather, you know what? That's the only TTS I've ever liked.
Jim and them, they're buddies of mine.
Yeah.
And then so Corey does respond. And talks about the voicemail. Hold on, I think we got a super chat coming through. Of course.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait for
Obama.
It. Yeah, there we go.
Sounds like me, the joke was on him.
Yeah, it does sound like a joke. Thank you, Jukane. It's a true story, all right. It was a setup. The girl stood me up on purpose the day before the Today Show performance, and I had to hire a last-minute fill-in after this girl made us drive to Vegas. Then she sold the story of me yelling at her voicemail to the tabloids. Yeah, I was mad. And I had every single right to be. She was unprofessional and later learned it was orchestrated. So once again, it's
some deep
fucking conspiracy.
Everything's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Everything's this like, deep-rooted fucking trick and elaborate scam. She made me say you'll never work in this town again.
So she was just an angel, right? Yeah. This was one of his angels, and then he like put her up in like a cockroach ridden motel and never talked to her.
Then... Well, apparently, I don't know, from him. I mean, I get it. It would be annoying if like they no showed the Today Show or whatever. Mm-hmm. But apparently she knew by doing that he would geek out and yell stuff like you'll like it's 1930s. You'll never work in this town again.
Oh, so she just like was ready to get it on record. Well, what not that it ever matters if it's on record.
Well, and it's not even like she record like an orchestrated thing would be like you hide a recorder on you. Get him to start talking. Like he literally made a choice to leave a voicemail looking like a piece of shit, and he was just outed for the person that he is.
Well, based on that explanation, what did Ledette Elliott have to say? Something normal? Yeah, something
what
rational?
Did Ledette Elliott have to say? Well, that crazy bitch will get whatever she deserves. God don't like ugly, and I can prove it. Karma is real.
Look at me.
And so is the boogeyman. You did right by putting that bitch in her place. I would have too, darling. Wait. And then a gif. Karma has no deadline.
Wait a minute. The boogeyman's real?
Yeah. No, Jeff, come back.
No.
Dude, I didn't even notice that. Good call, Mike, because I didn't even see that response.
It looked like an AI wrote.
Well, that crazy. It almost feels like it's a fan being a goof, but yeah. I think this is a real person.
Yeah.
With a picture of Merlot Moscato as her picture.
Well,
that's there
crazy.
With Corey.
Oh, yeah. They're a weirdo. Corey fan, of course.
Where are they? Yeah. Why did they cut out Zen?
Corey for the first time in 2022.
Corey with the Balenciaga glasses? Those are like $1,000.
Damn, Corey really holding it down.
Wearing a New Orleans Saints hat like some sort of fucking scumbag.
There was somebody on his Instagram that commented like about the video about us that was something like, I know how you feel. I'm suing Lady Gaga for stealing all my ideas. Like someone is dead serious,
dude. Another
insane
person.
Someone who's dead serious. And it's like, these are the people that you have on your side.
That's awesome.
Because even like, I mean, Stella's like, because now I know how like Ralph Macchio, well, not Ralph Macchio. I know how Daniel LaRusso feels in Cobra Kai because it's like he's getting caught up in this crazy karate feud.
Uh-huh.
And his wife's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, just live a normal life. But meanwhile, I'm getting caught up in this crazy feud with an 80s star.
Yeah.
And my fiance has to be like, there are people in the comments that are like talking about suing Lady Gaga. They're going to murder us in our home.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me see if I
can
find
Zen's a lethal weapon if he gets in here.
That's true. It's fucking game over. Shut it down. I want to see real quick.
Not if he gets in, when he gets in.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, maybe
no
they're
if.
Talking about him on the mic because he's a lethal weapon.
That's
on the
true.
Mic.
That's
true. Maybe it's both.
Maybe it's it. Bob. A T.
Jim hit Control F and then search people being nice to Corey.
You know, and I love seeing these. Just someone.
Haunted.
It's his tweet about her performance, and someone replied with "Haunted."
Yep, she's original.
Good job, Ryan Kemp.
Yeah, she's original. Imagine that.
Boogeyman haunted girls, cocoa buns. is scary.
This is a scary show.
Those are the types of tweets I like.
Those are perfect.
That's
dude.
Not harassment. It's just like a silly little
it's
thing.
It's a goof.
For us.
It's a silly
it's
goof.
This much harassment, which is what we want. It's trolling.
And then I like that someone was asking, and I think this person was being serious though. Corey, is it true that you'll be playing at the Gathering of the Juggalos this year? I'm trying to make plans / take time off from work.
Nadia.
That guy listens to the show.
I think he meant Nada.
Yeah, Nadia. Thank you for clarifying this, Corey. My mind is now at ease. BT Dubs, I loved your performance in Friday the 13th Part 4 and The Lost Boys. Why, thank you, Cash.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, then someone called her bad, real bad, like on her performance. Like MJ bad? I agree.
Ooh.
She's more talented in her toenail than you'll ever have in your entire being with all the force power you can muster.
What?
Hashtag level up.
Hashtag level up.
What?
What about what? He doesn't know his midichlorian level. There's no way he knows his midichlorians.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he shared it on Twitter as well. He was really trying to put us on blast.
29 retweets. It's the petition at 17.
A bunch of mamas.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally like if people see you have to put your email in, they're like, eh.
Yeah. Dude, it's just funny how he was really trying to put us on blast and like nothing happened. It really had like no. I mean, I get his fans are probably all like weird boomers that don't know shit.
Yeah.
Because the like, computer or whatever.
If it was anyone else, we're the only ones that would have talked about it, but it was about us. Yes, so it's like, now we're just going to talk about it badly.
Well, and they can't understand what he's saying, so they don't know the name of the podcast.
Yeah, they think it's Jim and Ned, and then Jim and Nancy.
Their one hacker guy was a no-show because he has ways. he has ways of touching us.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of the... I mean, I know we had to cover all the bases here, but that about sums up the Corey drama for this week. It's quite a lot.
Yeah. All bullshit. Retarded.
All horseshit.
We're the goated. We're the goats.
We're the goats. Thank you, Corey. Thank you for
all the views, getting us boosted.
Thank you for
super chats.
Yeah, thank you for the Streisand effect.
What's that mean?
That's kind of like when, you try to like talk bad about something, but by doing that, it makes it more
popular.
People
were taking photos of Barbara Streisand's huge mansion, and then she was trying to get it removed from the internet, so then just more people took
Like the Beyonce photo where she's going like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's Troll 101. You don't respond to trolls, and you certainly don't plug their podcast and tell them to go watch it. You don't keep replying
Jim
with the name
Dem.
Of the podcast.
Jim and Dem is the best podcast around town. You can't even act because you know I ain't a clown.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to try me, then I'll put you in the ground. Why you keep trying, bitch? I send every round. 30 shots, 30 shots, bitch. Now I body drop, body drop, body hop. Hit you with that tomahawk. Hey.
I don't think you can just play Kendrick on the show. I think we'll
The least of Jim and them is out of Corey's reach.
Absolutely, Just Some Medic. Thank you. That was actually recorded this week, by the way. That was Horace Eisen original.
This week, but I thought...
Yeah, wait, right?
He's not allowed to talk to us.
I mean, what was great, though, is like every now and then seeing his stories, because it was like something to do with Bitcoin that he had, and then something about like getting robbed for... Which I'm sure got blamed on us. Like, if it's real, like if he really... Like, he posted a screenshot of his bank statement.
Like, all shitcoin or something.
Yeah.
Well,
did
but,
we launch a shitcoin and then we pulled the rug out from underneath them or whatever they call it?
Yeah, literally. Like, we did a rug pull on him.
Yeah.
Because he posted his bank account being minus $5,000, which you can't do to your bank account unless you can't. Like, they'll stop you at, like, 300 at best. Unless you write a bad check. Or maybe you are one of those guys in that like hacker scammer guy where it's like an old lady and Indian guys are telling you to like go to your bank
account. Well, because that's the
maybe
thing.
It was his Animal Crossing bank account and those and those are bells and not dollars.
His bells? Yeah. We gotta get Slide Wilson or whatever on it. What's the dog that's
KK Slider?
KK Slider, Slide Wilson, I call him. And he can be like,
well, because whatever his crypto screenshots were, they were clearly fake. So. It could have been someone that was scamming him that sent him those.
Spoilers for Elden Ring. What is this?
But then he was posting of his negatives. But then there'd be random posts like there was one. It seemed like he was in a car and Corey was talking. Like you could kind of hear Corey in the background talking. He was still asking for money. And I understand. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that they can't control him all the time. But you'd think they would somehow get control of like his socials or something.
What are they going to do? Oh. Fight him? He'll destroy them. He's a literal living weapon.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Maybe that's why he brought that part up.
He's that boy from like the Twilight Zone where like he can just make reality what he wants. So everyone has to be nice to him.
He's fucking Iron Fist. he himself is the living weapon.
Obama.
Shout out to Eric for triggering all this.
Yeah, no,
he's
absolutely.
He's a real one.
Absolutely.
Perfect
by
score.
But yeah, maybe that's why he brought that up of like how he's a lethal weapon. Cause he's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
The law's not on my side. And, physically I would just be murdered.
Yeah.
Hold on. I heard there might be a new video.
Oh, you heard?
What do we got here?
You got to hear the voice of the supporters.
Coco Bonds. Wolf Pack. Jim and Lil.
I gotta watch that one again.
Coco Bonds.
If you're in the chat, fucking.
That is great.
Also, the Wolfpack commented that they're there.
That was so good.
Wolf from Wolfpack. Wolfpack was here.
Coco Bonds. Wolfpack. Jim and Lil.
he's like cracking himself up. He's like trying not to laugh at the end.
That's bad because he didn't even try. He just said hashtags.
I was like the end where he's like, "Yeah, I know what I just did."
Yeah, so I put funny. I put my scale on the wall for some reason. That's how I weigh myself. I throw myself at the wall.
Oh my god, that is so funny. Because dude, seeing people just say Coco Bonds to things was cracking me up all week long.
Coco Bonds is so good.
I love Coco.
We have this like secret language now. Although I guess now it's the Heather Don Mays and Corey Z are constantly being like, they're saying Coco Bonds.
But it doesn't need to be secret. It just needs to be ours.
Well, because actually, yeah, I think there was another Bally tweet that I had. That
you got to save this for the soundboard.
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on.
Whoever you heard in the chat, some of these. Point yourself out.
Yeah, tag yourself.
Unless you're not listening right now, you just did that on your own volition. It's just some guy with brain damage that's reading the trying to understand Corey's post. He's like,
"Bleh." Oh, dude.
He's in a fucking hospital.
Dude, one of the ones I loved was, Corey, I was watching a house hunting show you were on. I noticed you have a number 35 hanging on your wall. Can you share what that stands for? Thanks, brother. Which is so great.
Did he answer?
He didn't reply to it yet. But I love that, you know, again, like I trust that you were smart enough to just kind of ask the question because we are curious about that and just kind of throw it out there and get him to answer it.
Well, and the last thing he wants is the house hunters to be like dug up on there. Right. I was trying to find it on streaming. It's like impossible.
Well, and there's another great one is... please correct these fools, Corey. They're all jealous of your success in the music industry. You worked very hard, and they want to tear you down. My friend Coco and I saw you in Tinley Park, Illinois. It was amazing. Coco loved it and shook her buns the whole time.
I like the specific Tinley Park, Illinois reference. That's so specific.
Well, that lady just said she's from Illinois, so I'm sure that's a reference to that, too. Like the lady that just called in.
Oh, that's right.
Her
boyfriend.
She skipped over the part where he scammed 30,000, which seemed important, but I guess don't cover that. But
Coco Bonds.
I like the end. He just goes.
And the one above it is great. Wolf. Wolfpack was here. Remove podcasters Jim and them from air.
Yeah,
harassment. Whatever is that you just do, life?
Well, I love that.
Yeah, we're not allowed to breathe air.
Well, whatever you do, don't go to change.org/p.
Jim, can you play the intro song again at some point?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course, E-Rock. And dude, shut. I mean, if it wasn't already clear, I should have shouted him out at the beginning. But E-Rock just laying down the fucking tracks for... He wasn't even familiar with the Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, we got to do the Wolfpack intro. And I guess he's not a wrestling guy. And I was like, no, dude. Wolfpack's the
best.
He's
a personal trainer.
What the hell?
Come on, Eric.
What did he do? To change.org/p/remove-podcasters-jim-them-from-air-for-harassment-of-corey-feldman-and-family/feed.
There you go.
Do you go there?
That's all it takes. Maybe have the signatures up? Hold on. What are we up to here?
Featured comments. Wolfpack was here.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, like the supporters.
Like the algorithm just puts that one at top.
The Wolfpack was here.
We want to change.
We want change.
Yeah, we do. Change.org. You know, yeah, and it was said earlier.
Corey, are we going to have to rename the Streisand effect after you? Call it the Feldman effect? Who do you think made this petition? That's right. The wolf pack. To let everyone know who the monster really is. You. You're the monster. You're the bad man. And now the whole world is going to know it. Because you promoted the petition. You can't trick the wolf pack, Corey.
You know, I love Scarecrow.
Wherever Bobby Wolf is out there, maybe, I hope he's just like, stopped and just had a feeling and smiled to himself because we're carrying that torch.
Sometimes like a cold chill came over him.
Sometimes I look up at the moon and I wonder if Bobby Wolf is also looking up at the moon at the same time.
Sometimes I look at the moon and I'm like, vampire ballad on the moon now. Let me get John one more time real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
If we could just hear John one more time.
Coco Bonds. Wolf Pack. Jim and Lou.
That's like what is in his brain at all times. It's the boogeyman. The boogeyman's real, like you know, the Don May said, and it's John.
It's so foreboding.
He's shirtless.
Shirtless, smiling.
He's laughing.
Loving it.
Wolf pack. Coco buns. Oh my God, Coco Buns is so funny.
Hell of a week.
Nalga de Coco. Let's get some Latinos in there saying Nalga de Coco.
Yeah, Nalga de Coco. Let's get on Fiverr. Actually, I guess before we're done here, what time is it? Yeah. Do we talk about something other than Corey before we're done?
Yeah. Only if it's fun.
Actually, no. There's Corey? Another Corey thing. Actually, okay. Hold on. Because remember Divine Bing Bing?
No.
Oh no, Jeff, you weren't here. Mike, how could you forget Divine Bing Bing?
Oh, what the fuck?
I thought you guys were talking about Crocodile Bing Bong.
Oh, what? No, because it was. Remember, it was the guy that with the tattooed face that was with Zen last week.
Oh, I didn't know that was a name.
Or I don't even know if that was his name, but he said it. Like, go to Divine Bing Bing, bingbing.com or something like that.
I remember now.
But like, dude, apparently. He released this weird video that I feel like Corey like told him to release because Corey's all like concerned about us, Jim and them. He's not concerned
Obama.
About musical note. What's up with the wolf?
Yeah.
What's up with the wolf musical note?
Thank you, Navy. He's not concerned about the tattooed faced man that his son's been like
up.
Hopping, like running around town with or whatever, having this psychotic break or whatever, the way
well, just
a
guy
it.
He goes off on an adventure with.
Well, and this is one of those awesome guys that has like 47K followers and 20 views and 20 likes on his thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't even notice that. But yeah, he has a ton of followers.
He just bots it.
But he released this like produced video about Zen here.
Update on Zen Feldman. So he hit me up randomly a week ago. Saying, hey, brother, I'm homeless. I want to see you. He also asked me for $20. And the thing is, he sent me a bunch of money through Apple Pay many times before I even knew who he was. I didn't know what number was sending me money. They just said, here you go.
What the fuck?
You're welcome. And I said, thank you, whoever you are. So
is that just a thing that happens?
Yes.
I guess if you're Divine Bing Bing.
Yeah, if you're Divine Bing Bing and the son of a celebrity finds you and worships you, you're getting $20.
I think that's the secret. That's how the secret works.
Yeah.
You put Divine Bing Bing out into the universe and $20 comes your way.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, Divine Bing Bing.
Oh, so yeah, he does show... yeah, $10.
Brother, why, lol?
Because you deserve it. Thanks, bro. I won my court battle for now.
Awesome.
Jeez.
Honey, they just said, here you go. You're welcome. And I said, thank you, whoever you are. So.
Yeah, what, $21, $5, $12?
Weird amounts.
Yo, I got you 35, 50. Zen probably picked it up from this guy because this guy must just put his number out and be like, hey, if anyone can send me some Apple Pay, I can really use it right now.
I think you're right. Because he like lives in an RV, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I helped Zen Feldman when he reached out to me. I said, heck yeah, whatever you need, brother, I got you. He said, come pick me up because I'm homeless, and he didn't want to go back home. I knew he was 20. I didn't know he was at the time.
It's so funny, like, he's trying to have this serious conversation, and the subtitles are adding little emojis to the words, like time.
Yeah, yeah, that's a setting on CapCut.
Yeah, and it's like,
oh, he didn't choose that?
Does this mean I'm getting money back?
Could be, Eric. You could be due for some that good karma from Zen.
I didn't know that he didn't choose to have that there.
It must be, what, is it a template or something, Jeff?
Yeah, like in CapCut, yeah, you can choose the captions to be like emoji captions.
Oh, okay.
I'm at this halfway home. The thing is, Zen was put in a halfway home, which is a rehab or a sober home for basically drug addicts. But in Zen's case, it was different because he was treated like a criminal when he was just going through, he was having psychotic episodes.
See, now what's this thing? Because Corey said it too. Who's treating him like a criminal, though?
I'm sorry, I'm driving my house right now.
Because isn't it Corey doing it at that point? Because he must have put him in this halfway house, or like, because he said that during his rant as well. Like, he's trying to get help, but he's being treated like a criminal. Was he arrested? I don't really understand.
Maybe he was singing Fiona Apple.
Yeah, oh, great call. Great song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mental breakdowns, and they took him to jail instead of getting him the
stemming from an early
psychiatric.
Yeah,
help
someone's
that he
like
needs.
Coaching him.
So, when I was with him, his psychiatric episode got him into the psych ward.
Maybe say it
mental hospital.
Behind it.
Look, they're like laughing about it. This is fucking really weird, right?
Yeah, we're trying to sail my house into rougher waters right now.
This is bizarre.
So I just posted Corey Feldman's live with Susanna, Zen's mom, and they just shared with us that 2.5 years ago, Zen drank a whole bottle of wormwood, which is anti-parasitic, but if you take too much of it, it could be deadly.
He also thinks he's 20, and he's 25, because this is recent, right? And he said two and a half years ago he did wormwood. He did that when he was 17, according to Corey.
Well, no, he's 20. He is 20.
Oh, he is 20?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no, he's not 25. He's
I thought
20.
He was 25.
No.
He's
that's
just a
Corey,
baby.
Corey wants him on lock and key till he's 25, though.
Okay. Mental, toxic. And that's what he did. He took too much of this parasite cleanser because he thought he would get rid of the parasites not only in his stomach but in his brain, as he rapped about in his song.
Walking through the land of the dead, they tried to put parasites in our head.
So he basically was trying to spread awareness, and he was trying to heal himself, and the worst came to worse. He drank too much, and now he's free from the psych ward. He just hit me up this morning and said, hey Divine, I'm sorry for causing any trouble if I did. And I said, no worries, brother, I love you. So if you're wondering why I'm no longer with Zen, because he's back with loving family members where he should be. So yeah, I'm glad you're home. I'm glad you're okay.
He has another family?
Pretty much.
Yeah, besides Divine.
It was nice to meet up with Zen. He met Adam. He met Maga.
What?
And we enjoyed his company and he enjoyed ours. And it was a beautiful, divine. It was a beautiful, divine intervention that we had.
So they had gay sex with him.
And Zen actually makes music. He's a very good artist. He's on Rap Chat. So if you want to play his music, go on Rap Chat, and I'm sure he'd love it.
He's on Rap Chat.
We agreed to make music together. So once I get my income flow, I'm definitely going to be linking up with Zen again. I just can't wait to make 5D music and share these spiritual bars with y'all. Peace.
We're on a fifth dimension?
How would you not think that this guy's more connected to whatever's going on with your son than we are? And I'm not even putting it on this kid. I'm not saying he probably didn't do anything. But, like, when you look at it, are you concerned that he recorded a video that says Jim and them are pop culture? You know that? Mm. Or he's riding around in an RV with another guy that wants to make 5D music for the world?
Yeah, I'm sick of 5D music.
Yeah, I'm
sick and goddamn tired.
4DX sucks. We need a fifth dimension in our theaters, and it's this guy rapping at me. It's sucking my dick.
But yeah, that was the last thing I had on that. I did want to check in with Divine Bing Bing. But from one Divine Bing Bing to another.
Oh my God, they're multiplying.
He's pulling up the most Chinese guy.
A juggalo rapper. Fresh out the ward.
Thank you, Max. To switch categories a little bit, or topics. Chapel Roan was on TikTok Live earlier, or no, last night I think it was. And she accidentally let an Indian man into her live and didn't know how to get him out.
Oh, classic and mistake.
He wanted to do a thing. Like, there's this thing you do on TikTok. You do battles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like both people are on live and like they might have people in their chat and like people are in your chat.
They're sending like money to
and
each other.
Yeah, you're really just trying to be like, who can get the most money sent to them? And people are just hitting like money and sending money and like the points go back
and everyone
forth.
Was loving that this guy was in there, so they kept sending him money.
But I mean, he wouldn't leave and she didn't know how to get rid of him.
That's awesome.
Why was...
One match.
Yeah, so that's what he's asking for. He's saying one match because he just wants to do a match real quick.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. My friend, one match.
Wait, I didn't mean
okay.
to do this.
I didn't mean
Thank
to
you.
Do this.
Come on, my friend.
And I think it started here, actually, up the top. Yeah. So, like, yeah, she's getting bits or whatever this is, roses.
Yeah.
And there's a countdown for the match.
Lafis, so sorry.
One match.
Fuck, this is what one happens match. Every fucking time. Where
one. Please, one match, my friend.
Fuck, I'm gonna get fucking dead.
Thank you, my friend, thank you.
Love this, can you leave?
Can't be that
one
hard
match,
to get rid
one,
of
my friend, one match, one win.
Maybe it's because the match started. Maybe they don't let you just kick someone because...
Why didn't she just, like... Stop going live and then go
I think
back
it eventually,
to being live.
I think it does get to that, but I think they just assumed they could get rid of him at first.
Wait, is he a member of the Pink Pony Club?
Oh,
I mean, she crushed him. She destroyed him.
Yeah, she's destroying him.
He's praying for us.
But it looks bad. Like, I get why she doesn't want it to happen, because it looks bad. Like, even though some famous people do this and just have you donate, like to her, if people are like, why is she going on TikTok and asking for donations in a match against someone? Like, aren't you a rich superstar right now?
Well, it's good that she was that clueless and that he was that aggressive, or else no one would have believed anything.
You won, Matt, my friend.
Actually, do the match and leave.
The weird thing is she's so popular. She's so popular, and she looks like just some girl.
Yeah.
And then
she's
with a girl that's like clearly also some girl. So if you didn't know what was going on, you'd think these were just like us, like normal people.
Well, you'd think they need to be saved from this Indian man.
Yeah. Get out of there! Get out of there!
Well, and you know, all that's going through her head is like, oh no, this is going to be a viral clip. But also, I can't look racist here. Yeah. Like, and people are already, I already saw comments like that. Like, oh, this is actually kind of xenophobic. Why is she so upset about this man being in her live? And it's like, are you serious? Do you not see what's happening?
Have you never been on the internet?
A man was walking through your house, but he hadn't stolen anything, and you were only nervous because he was black?
Oh my God, one of the 75 guys in my DMs is in my fucking chat.
Come on, guys! Follow me, Ben!
Guy, I have to go to the office. I have to go.
No, my friend. One match.
It's the emoji stuff keeps happening.
Yeah. Like, look, she keeps getting the mustache and the hat.
She's just a cowboy.
I'm sorry. We got to go. This is really serious right now. And it's the banana dancing around from Snapchat.
You got to get... This guy's very persistent, though. He just ignores it every time. Like, nah, one match. You know, this is what we're doing.
He got
Come
some
on,
bits.
My friend, gifting. Sare milke gifting karo yaar, band ki Siri.
Huh? I'm thinking like, huh?
That's America. One match, one fish. Very, very good. One pound fish.
Wait, I can get it. Okay, put it to focus. Okay, I can get about. We know how to do this.
I'm stressed.
Okay,
right now.
One match.
No, guys,
Thank
we
you,
have to
guys.
Go.
Thank you, my friend. You won the game, my friend.
Alafis, we figured out how to kick you out. Oh, wait.
They give him a bunch of money.
Thank you. Gifting block, guys. Sorry.
We figured out how to get you out. Lights pop up.
What's so funny
is... We figured out how to kick him out.
He has not, I've looked at his amount. He hasn't gotten anything this whole time. I mean, he got the 117, but it hasn't changed at all.
Crushed.
You won match, one match, one.
How do we get him out of here? How do we get out of this? Do we have mods?
Did someone mod?
Yeah, why didn't she just disconnect and then reach?
She doesn't want to lose all the viewers. Yeah. She's a cloud monkey. Bunch
everyone
of cloud monkeys in here.
Yeah, I guess they just figured
it's
there
like
was
she's
probably
us with a part two.
I guess you just figure there's a way to kick them, but yeah, you got 25,000 people hanging out. You don't want to kill the momentum.
No, my friend, I'm going to stay.
Guys, is someone a mod? Can you guys get me out of this? I'm like, wait.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Olafis.
You Olafis, you won match, won the game match. One match. No. One.
You Olafis.
New match.
You Olafis.
You won match.
You won match. Can you go?
One match, I didn't gain one match, lost.
Can you
no,
go?
No more. Nay.
Guys. Chris Sean, who is she? That's Chapel Roan. That's Hot to Go herself. Or Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, Jati. No. Won the game. My friend won the game.
I didn't mean to talk to you. Oh, wait. Tap him?
You didn't try tapping him?
But I don't even think that works. I think they're just completely clueless.
There's no way they can't easily get rid of this guy.
The only thing I could maybe think, though, is I think
there and they can't get rid of him.
If the match started, maybe you can't do it until it's over.
I think it's over, though, no?
The timer had like 4 minutes, 50 seconds, only like less than a
it
minute
would be
ago.
Insane if you couldn't get rid of someone.
Well, I just mean because say you're doing a thing where people are donating money. Most people just do it. If you get any money, just try to leave, like that type of shit.
I love that she's handling this with grace.
Yeah.
But confusion. Like, nothing about this is insulting. Well, laughing at him. We're not mocking her. It's just great that, like, this crazy thing happened and she's like, she's nothing but confused.
Well, it's good to see that young people are boomers as well. Like, yeah. No one knows how to use electronics.
She's being, like, shockingly chill.
I didn't. Oh, wait, tap him?
Your task won the game match. Guys, gifting plus automatic gifting the karo. Koi snapshot na maro.
Overtime. Round two.
Yeah, mere parvati gara ko game mara de share mar ek line mar de.
What? Fuck.
You know.
And finally she just leaves. Finally she just had to close it out.
Yeah, that's what you should have done, like the very first thing.
Yeah. We like so you get like can't leave. We gotta get on TikTok and start doing matches with people.
I like that it was like some guy in like Brazil because El Live has Finalaziano.
Was there one other thing? I mean, should we listen to the new Bad Baby track before we leave?
Nah.
Maybe we should.
Should we?
Maybe we should.
Jim?
Bad Baby's become our...
Should we?
Even though it's technically not a part two. But Bad Baby, we're big fans.
I only just got my voice back this morning, and now it's already gone. It's
that'll happen.
Hold on. You missed it, Jeff. She's what? Feuding with Travis Barker's son.
No,
or daughter.
I know. I just don't give a shit about Bad Baby anymore.
Nah, we love her tracks. Her tracks are great.
Yeah.
She's spitting hot fire, bro. She's bringing hip hop back for the ladies.
Coco buns.
Hold on.
She looks crazy.
Indian guy pops up. Oh no!
One match.
Okay, what do I do?
One match, baby.
Wait, why is
bye, baby. One match.
No, maybe we can't watch it because it's not coming up. Maybe the universe is telling us that we shouldn't watch
it. Yeah, it is.
We'll refresh.
The universe is the universe is killing this week. It broke TTS. It's not making us watch this Bad Baby video. Thanks, the universe.
It could be the universe.
Well, TTS, send a bunch of vertical lines if you want to hear the new Bad Baby.
Oh, God. Send a gif of a hippo like falling through a table or whatever. What
yeah,
is it, Jim?
It breaks an office chair.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, here we go. We could try this real
quick.
Oh,
damn. Damn, Alabama, you a champ, Alabama. Wait. Who's that?
That's supposed to be like a lookalike for Alabama Barker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just an actress or whatever, but it's a stand-in.
Okay.
Baby's going to do what bad baby's gonna fucking do, and there's nothing you can do about it. She's gonna fucking win. Win. The fuck you talking about?
I don't know who's that, Jay-Z? Up, but some need to be said. How this bitch think she ate? She's just another bitch that I bet. Why you all in that man face? My pussy still on his breath. I heard his money on the air, but ain't nobody around here dead. Bitch, keep talking like you hot. I have him laying at your spot. OG crashed out with the drum. I blame 182 shots. You the cry, baby. You calling Ye about the last diss that I dropped. You keep running back to your daddy. I don't know when I last seen my pop. I know.
I think she already ended her. She fucking ended her career before it even started.
Oh, she definitely ended her career. Does this pass the Bechdel test? They're talking a lot about guys.
I think that she looks like Sarah Kerrigan, the Queen of Blades.
Who's that?
Look her up.
All right. Hold on.
Tell me I'm wrong. The Queen of the Zerg, Jim.
Oh, the Queen of the Zerg?
Yeah, Sarah Kerrigan. There it is.
Her name is Sarah Kerrigan?
Yeah, the Queen of Blades.
Why does she have a regular name?
Because she was a human. But
yeah,
then
I could kind of see it.
The
she kind of looks
Zerg
like
infected
Sarah
her.
Kerrigan.
Yeah, she looks just like Sarah Kerrigan.
I was thinking Nancy Kerrigan. Killed you on my third disc and my last one still hot. All the whips you seen in my last video ain't none of them shit props. Bitch, you scared. You posting up Big Mama like she with you. Bitch, you weird. Miss Piggy used to be fat before the Ozempic. Use a bop. Trying to use me for my name. If I crash out, Mama crash out too. We got the same DNA. You worry about baby killing this baby when that baby...
We probably wouldn't be able to make this happen, but would we be able to somehow make Bad Baby think that Adrian Skye was talking shit about her?
I mean, she'd kill her. Like, with a gun. They win bullets. We should not do that to anyone.
Since we're already being painted as evil, let's lean into it.
I said it last week, Jim. I wish no one to be on the receiving end of Bad Baby. True. She's horrifying. Yeah. She's scary. I know that she's capable of evil.
You're
she's
talking
a
about her
weapon.
With a pen and pad, right?
Oh, I'm talking about her in the streets, man.
Yeah. Catch her outside.
Yeah.
How about her?
She's a living weapon. She's like Zen Feldman.
That's true. That'd be a match made in heaven. Bad
the
Baby
immortal
and
Bad
Zen.
Baby.
The immortal. Trying to use me for my name. If I crash out, Mama crash out too. We got the same DNA. You worry about baby killing this baby when that baby killing them babies. Guess you really ain't daddy baby. I'm going to show you how to be a lady. Feet, bitch, I ain't tripping if your foot out. Surround yourself with blacks, but still ain't invited to the cookout. Crack a bitch. I ain't backing down from shit. I feel like Curtis Jackson. I gave a belt to ass in the whole world. Witness what happened. How you born rich and you acting ratchet. You moving backwards. How you got Atlanta accent. You fooling me. You from Calabasas. It is funny that she's calling someone fake. Like, but I mean,
yes.
To be fair, I guess
she is the daughter of a guy.
She did come from dirt.
She came from nothing.
That's what I mean. Like, Bad Baby's a self-made billionaire, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
Alabama Barker is just a nepo baby.
Well, and she's also in her Navi body for this music video. Her real body's floating in a water tube.
Her Navi body. But this is actually the ultimate fucking. Everyone should be on Bad Baby's side now that I realize we're dealing with a fucking nepo baby.
Nepo baby, yeah, she's Kendrick. Yeah. I'ma make sure this the last song you gon' make about me. Bitch. Face to face, you can't do that with no makeup. Nope. AP bust all the way down, your time on Jacob. Every time you get a friend, you fuck they man, that's why they break up. Bitch. I think this ass fat just like Ari, who gon' say something? You going hard to get a plaque, but still can't make one. When you see me, you gon' whoop me, bitch, where? Who the hell said that Bama do it better, bitch, where? Lying about me must be something in your teeth, bitch, where? I know that you a 304, not me, bitch, where? I swear to God, this whole delusional, you know that bitch, weird. I done made a
All right, I mean, she ended her. Well, there's nothing else to be
She's
said.
She's saying bitch weird?
Bitch where?
Where? Like, oh, you're going to do this? Where?
Where?
Oh, yeah. I thought where? You were saying cocoa buns.
Yeah. Bitch, where? Cocoa buns.
I don't know what's a bigger feud of 2025, though, if it's going to be Bad Baby in Alabama or if it's Corey and Jim and them.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Yeah.
Two wastes of uterine lining or us versus fucking Corey.
Us versus a classic 80s well-respected actor.
Is our feud currently the Fell Dog... of the year, like front runner?
Ooh, I think Adrian Craig is Feld Man of the Year right
now.
Well,
I'm talking about Feld Dog.
Yeah, Feld Dog is like the big event, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. No question.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I guess he posts another video. He might post a crazier video.
He could.
He's outside your house smashing the windows. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
That essentially happened with what's his face from Nobody Likes Onions and Stuttering John. Stuttering John came to Vegas and he was outside his house like yelling for him.
Wow, it's just like whatever the fuck that is.
I'm just saying, it's like, I mean, for like show, it's similar just because like there are shows that focus on one dude and just shit on him all the time, and it like pushed him past the brink or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if like he wanted to hear what we had to say and read into it more than we expected and then has a bunch of stuff to say about it.
Yes.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, if he was smart, I mean, I feel like we killed him with facts and logic. So I mean,
kindness.
There'd be two things that he would do if he was smart.
Okay. So
number one, he'd come on the show for 15 minutes and just answer our questions and hang out with us. And we would never talk about him again.
Do you think he'd make us sign a contract and stuff?
I mean, I'm not going to sign any contract.
So it's our word?
Of course it is. Our word is as good as bond.
Our word is bond.
Are you crazy, Mike? Don't be giving him ideas about signing contracts.
I'm a known liar.
Right.
But yeah, number two, because if he steers people to our breakdown, like, yeah, I mean, we probably have some off-color remarks here and there, but our fucking facts and logic are sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's why Jim and Them Fair is such a thing, because it's so real that no one can fuck with it.
Yeah. Ben Shapiro covered it. He's like, Jim and Them are fair, and facts don't care about your feelings, Corey. I'm sorry.
But still, Heather, I hope you're staying up late with us. I'm looking forward to your podcast.
I'm looking forward to
better.
I'm looking forward to her poo cast.
I did want to read what her tweet was about it. Get ready because I can talk for hours. I had planned this a while ago. I may or may not say what you want to hear, but I will share. One thing's for sure, you can't out-talk me. Leave Corey Feldman and his family alone.
Well, and I love about that, if the alleged story from Susie is true, she sent her like four screenshots and she went, wah! And went to the emergency room like, wah! And they're like, oh, Heather's here.
Yeah, somewhere out there, Heather Don May is screaming our name in a hospital.
She's going, Coco Vans.
Actually, we got to hear that before we end.
And maybe there's more. Who knows?
Yeah, actually. Oh, wait. Dude. Oh, yeah. There's a few more comments anyways. From Jorp. Dude, this is just pouring kerosene on your douche fire. Jared Leto Joker hangs out on Sunset Boulevard. Looking for Amy Cokehouse. That was from Amy. Boogie says, Coco Buns. Mwahaha. John, don't turn your back on the wolf pack. They're too sweet. Let's just hear these again real quick.
What up, y'all? It's Laredo Mitch. I just want to say Jim and Them are pop culture, man.
We can skip the best pop-up.
Hey, everybody. My name is Self Feldman, and I just like to say Jim and Them is pop culture.
You know what? Big fan of Self Feldman.
Love Self Feldman.
Corey, are we going to have to rename the Streisand effect after you? Call it the Feldman effect? Who do you think made this petition? That's right, the Wolf Pack. To let everyone know who the monster really is. You. You're the monster. You're the bad man. And now the whole world is going to know it. Because you promoted the petition. You can't trick the Wolf Pack, Corey.
You promoted the petition.
Coco Bonds. Wolf Pack. Jim and Them.
I love the, his little smirk at the end. He's very happy with himself, and he should be.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for a great night. Thank you for hanging out with us. Favorite part of the show,
talking about Corey.
I gotta give it to John.
Yeah, John for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to just the comments on the petition in general. Everyone really hit it out of the park. John, you gave us a great soundbite, but everyone...
Thank you, everyone, for signing the petition to have us removed from the air. it turns out it's real as fuck. Like, the senator comes and is like, you're removed.
Here, you're removed from air.
You have 21 petitions.
And also, I mean, much love to the real ones in the chat. I really appreciate. Everyone was very excited and enthusiastic. And you were very generous. We really appreciate it. Because, like, on one hand, you know, you could see what he was trying to do. You could see how that could almost work in some cases.
Sure.
Luckily, people are kind of aware of how he is and who he is. And so there's a little bit of, like, when that first happened, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, is this going to fuck up our channel?
Yeah,
I mean, it
I
still
upset.
Could.
Yeah.
It still could. I hope, knock on wood, hopefully not. But, like, it just felt good that people rallied around. People knew what's up. They knew the fucking score. And it felt great that everyone kind of just rallied around the show. And they knew it was all bullshit.
His intent made sense. But his execution was so baffling that we had to do was just sit there and watch it happen.
Love this community. Really appreciate it. And also, I mean, that's why I have to give love to the Felt Dog himself, because without you, wouldn't have just discovered these wonderful people out there who really, like, when it comes down to it, yes, we're, like, stepping on one person, but we're stepping on one person for the greater good.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it, like, for him to suffer a little bit, so much joy is being
basically he's being given a hug. It's just slightly tighter than he wishes it was, but it's still a hug.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like I said last week, we're protecting his legacy, if anything. Mm-hmm. We're the biggest fans of him because we're trying to destroy the image he is now and try to keep it with when he was good, when he was in the 80s movies. We're trying to protect that legacy because all he does is continually try to piss on it and destroy it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, Corey.
You don't even have to thank us. We'll simply
come on
say
our
you're
show.
Welcome.
But yeah, shout outs. Thank you so much for people showing out. I love that everyone is excited. I hope we delivered because I know people were anticipating this episode. They were anticipating our response. I hope we delivered for you.
You know what I hope?
Yeah, what's that?
I hope that people check out patreon.com/JimAndThem, even though I know.
Even though we didn't plug it when there's 700 people here. Fuck.
Even though I know so many people already have. But if you have not, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. Join the free tier. Tons of extra shows from us, Jim and Them, for you, for free. Don't have to pay a dime. And if you like it, join formally. There's so much great stuff on the Patreon. Jim, what do they have waiting up there for them if they decide to join?
Oh, my God. Well, just before this episode, we did record a part zero of this. I guess it's almost a part one because this was almost one big part.
Yeah.
But we recorded a part zero where, for the new people out there, we kind of have gone, we went over some of beefs of Jim and Them's past. Mm-hmm. Like what led us, because we've had quite a few run-ins, I realized when I was thinking about this. And we catalog those quite a bit. It's a fun listen. It's a fun trip down memory lane if you are familiar. But we've been doing this show a long time. So for not being a huge show, we have a lot of fun interactions, I feel, with some big names out there. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, we were right every single time.
In retrospect, we've never been wrong.
Don't pat me on the... I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but honestly, we were right every single... How does that happen? What are the odds, Mike?
It's what happens
that
when
we
you're
were
fair.
Right every single time.
That's a hell of a hit rate.
But yeah, there's that. We got... there's a new CSI that just went up. That's Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime podcast.
It's the worst one we've ever done.
Yeah, it's a grizzly. It's fun. Like, really fun.
I mean, worst is in the just a grizzly, horrific, like, horrific story.
The horrific, the vampire of Sacto.
Yeah, it's a
you
crazy.
You covered Heather Don May's pussy?
Oh, get her. What movie commentary did we do? I always fucking forget.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Fire Down Below. You can watch. We have tons of movie commentaries available. The latest for this month, for the month of March, is Steven Seagal Classic, Fire Down Below.
We got Corey Feldman Meatballs 4.
Yeah, Meatballs 4 is available on there. If you go in the archives, the two Coreys or whatever. The Tale of Two Coreys? Whatever that movie. The Lifetime movie. We watched that. There's a bunch of Corey movies. We watched The Birthday. We got, what else? We got Scarf Dogs, our food show. We got Blank Means, not Blank Means Blank, fucking,
we do.
God Man versus Machine, Pitching Ain't Easy.
Yeah, Pitch Storming Ain't Easy. There's so many shows, I can't even think of them. That's just a small taste. Patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Fantastic, Jim. I have a question for you.
Yes.
What would happen if I opened up a browser and typed showsthatyouknow.com and hit enter?
Yes. I mean, I know you love drama. I know you love Corey Feldman talk. At showsthatyouknow.com, we don't really do that, but we do talk about television shows. We're watching Severance. We're discussing it. We've watched every episode of The Sopranos. We discussed it. We're watching big shows. Showswhatyouknow.com. Hang with me and my friend from Ireland, or my friend from Sweden who lives in Ireland, Jacob Burrows. Showswhatyouknow.com, the podcast, the YouTube channel. You like it, you love it.
Fantastic. Jeff, what's going on in the world of the Las Vegas stand-up comedy community?
Oh, it's getting hot right now on there. I got a Wise Guys showcase coming up April 6th on there. We got new merch on tpublic.com/Jeff Murphy. On there, get your Die Laugh Hate Cerebral Assassin merch, because people are calling me cerebral all the time. Are they like, your comedy makes me think, and I'm like, think that rhymes with something Chinese, and they're like, oh, you did it again. get on there. Trying to think if I have anything else. Have you seen these pogs? Pogs are awesome on there. Loving pogs. It's fat ass white girls. Basically, they have black women's bodies.
I thought you were talking about the game of pogs.
Yeah, I thought you were at the cardboard circles.
The Alfies in pog form.
They're white women with black women's bodies and women's faces on them. So, yeah, check them out. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
All right, my endorsement this week. Just stay with me here.
All right.
I'm endorsing.
Well, actually, let me say real quick. I almost forgot. Susie in the chat, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your experiences with Heather Don May and the Wolf Pack and Corey Feldman. Much appreciated. Check out her channel. But I'm sorry, Mike.
No, no. Jim, you could not have interrupted a more pointless endorsement. I am endorsing vegetarian lasagna.
Oh. No. Stouffer's?
Yes.
All right.
I got it. Because it was cheaper than the other lasagna, and it looked good, and I'd never had it before, and it was fucking delicious.
Huh.
I'm not saying, like, replace lasagna with vegetarian lasagna, but vegetarian lasagna in your brain, you feel like it's, like, a lesser than, like, a, like, oh, it's like eating, like, tofu, or, like, you're eating, like, a crappy version of something.
Just doesn't have the meat in the sauce?
But, well, and there's less red sauce and more white sauce.
White sauce? Ricotta cheese?
It's very...
You're putting ricotta in there?
It's very, very good. It's got broccoli in it as well. Broccoli and
oh, my God.
Broccoli and peas.
I'll have to try it.
It's very good.
Broccoli and peas.
I know. Again, it's crazy, but I tried vegetarian lasagna, and I was there for it, and so I want everyone to know, if you've never tried it, and maybe it's like lasagna weather where you're living, try some vegetarian lasagna. That's my endorsement.
You'll love to hear it. And of course, shout outs to E-Rock, the executive producer, holding it down in the chat right after the outro song. We got to hear our Wolfpack song again. So stay tuned for that.
You pig and filth.
thanks all the pig filth and scum that hung out in the chat. We'll be back live next week. Thank you so much. And on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.
Jim and them, the best of podcasting. Dustin, Corey, Feldman, win the war. That's the mission. Never no mercy. Hiding out in your bushes. We like to make fun of your shitty ass music. We're here to prove a point. It's a joke and a goof. E-Rock in the booth. J-A-T, they the truth. So keep our names out of your mouths, cause we're the fucking goons.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Back on the wolf pack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
You better duck away, turn around and run, or you're gonna end up Cocoa Buns. The wolf pack is back with a call to action. Here to bring heat and a mass distraction. Jim and them the number one at podcasting. A bunch of scumbags doling out wolf fastens. Teasing Corey Feldman cause his music is trash. Dunking on his girlfriend, really making people laugh. It's all just for fun. Egomaniac can't handle that. Let me hear you hallelujah. You fuck with Jack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
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 You better duck away, turn around and run, or you're gonna end up Cocoa Buns.
The wolf pack is back, causing major chaos. We won the fucking game, now it's time for the playoffs. Little whiny boy, we hope you stay lost. Ain't no fucking angels and we won't be paid off. You're back on the silver screen, your ass should've stayed off. Ponzi's game running like your name was made off. Put us to the test and you'll see what we're made of. You think we gon' stop? Nah, bitch, you way off.
Don't turn your back.